In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Town Fair Tire, nobody. As we welcome in Jermaine Illuminor, how was the bye week for you, Jermaine? I saw you were watching some football because I saw you tweeting about sacks are overrated. How would you do during the bye week?
Nothing. Just playing with my daughter and wife. It was by the beach, so it was real fun. Just able to get away for a little bit, so it's cool.
I mean, there's always a need to get away from the physical rigors of football, but an emotional need too with the season going the way it's gone so far?
I think no matter how the season goes, mentally you need to get away for a little bit because it's so time-consuming and just consuming in general that, you need to have that little break mentally where you can just get away and decompress and then get ready to hopefully go on a run depending on what situation you're in or just, win some games and get everything you have to end the season on a high note.
I'm not sure if you've heard, Jermaine, but the Giants have a new starting quarterback. How do you feel about the change with Tommy DeVito taking over?
Yeah, I mean, in practice, Vito is real. He's a playmaker, talented. I wasn't here last year when he was playing, but I remember watching him on film when we were getting ready to play against the Giants when I was in Vegas. He's a talented guy. He's a playmaker, and he kind of reminds me of like a Johnny Manziel in a sense, just running around and just scrambling, making stuff out of nothing. So I'm excited to get to play with him and do what we need to do to hopefully win this week.
How was he in the huddle?
He's just like any other quarterback. He tells you what you need to do and then you go with it. I haven't been around too many quarterbacks with like the commanding presence. I remember when I was in the huddle with Tom Brady for the first time, and you just felt the pressure to succeed, but you just felt the energy he was giving us, and there's not too many people like that in the NFL that just give us that type of aura. So, he's a good dude in the huddle to have, and, he's a real funny guy. Like I said, he's talented, but he's real chill as well, and, just good defense that he won't let the pressure get to him and just go out there and have fun and play ball.
Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to Jermaine Illuminor, BT and Sal here on The Fan. You have been very forthright, very transparent, defending Daniel Jones over the weeks, really months at this point that you've been with us, a great teammate, a stand-up guy. We weren't surprised that there was a quarterback change. We were slightly surprised that it was DeVito over Drew Locke. Is DeVito clearly better than Drew Locke? Like, why was it not Drew Locke? I know you're a player. I get that, and you're not a coach, but were you surprised it was DeVito over Drew Locke?
My job is to protect whoever they put back there, so I try not to get into the whole X's and O's of who they choose to play quarterback or how they handle all that, So for me, it was more so just whoever they put back there, I'm going to protect them and go out there and do my job.
Understood. But let me put
really
it
no surprise. I mean, like I said, there was really nothing that I want to say that surprised me, but, like I said, it's not my job to choose who they put back there. I just walk whoever's back there and do my job and try to do that to the best of my ability,
Yeah, no doubt. I get it. So what about just in terms of, because we saw DeVito a year ago and it was fun. He's from here, and not just because he's from here. He had a little spark. He's got a little something there. If I said, all right, Jermaine, what does DeVito do best versus what Drew Locke does best? I mean, maybe a little comparison there. Can you give us something like that?
I just think they're, I just think they're two different quarterbacks. I think Vito likes to try and make stuff out of nothing. He's able to just scramble around. Just from what I've seen on tape, I haven't seen him in game. Personally, I'll get to see that this Sunday. And same with Drew Locke. I've never played with him before. I've seen what I've seen in practice. And like I said, they both bring really good qualities to the table. They just chose Vito. So I'm going to go out there on Sunday and block my butter for him.
BT and Sal, we're talking with Jermaine Illuminor. What kind of challenges for you, Jermaine? I kind of alluded to this last week, but now that it's official and you have the more, you know, DeVito in there, who, as you said, could kind of scramble and a little, you know, schoolyard football, does that pose a different challenge for you, blocking him up front?
You mean like just the changing quarterback?
Yeah, I mean the different skill sets. I know Daniel Jones could run too, but a lot of design runs more with Daniel Jones. It feels like DeVito is a scrambler at times. Can that pose more of a challenge to you protecting him?
No, I think it's my job to be able to adjust on the fly, like I said earlier in the year. You know, so for me, being who I am and who I believe the type of player I am, you know, it shouldn't be too much of a problem for me to adjust DeVito. Like, I'll just go out there and just keep playing my game. And you know, I feel like my game's QB friendly because I like to go out there and just do my job to the highest of my ability. So, I mean, there won't be no difference in my game. I'm going to go out there and try to lock everyone down and keep them clean.
You're healthy, all good, and you expect to be on the left side the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just taking it a week at a time. So, you know, we play the Bucks this week. You know, I'm at left tackle this week again, and I'm going to go out there and have some fun.
Hey, by the way, we couldn't help but notice some of those some of the sounds from your daughter, who you've talked about a couple times on the show. Dude, give her the bottle. What are you keeping the bottle? What's going on, man?
No, I'm literally in the back of the car. We're heading to Cranberry to go get some Christmas stuff. So, you know, I'm on daddy duty right now.
That is awesome.
So trying to keep her entertained.
I get it. How old is she, man?
She's 9 months.
Oh, God bless her, man. That's adorable.
Yeah, so she's having a blast right now.
Yeah.
All her toys all over the place.
Is that your only one?
Yeah, it's the only one right now.
You gotta get the rest of that team in place, brother. You know, you gotta get some teammates.
Eventually.
I hear you. She's still too young to get ready for Santa. I mean, 9 months is, you know, you don't really know what's going on yet. But, hey, let me give you a couple tips, all right? Dad to dad, man to man, and I have a daughter as well. Yeah. Moana, if you haven't watched Moana yet, you gotta watch Moana. Frozen.
Oh, she listens to the soundtrack all the time.
Oh, so you know. See, so, okay.
I don't need to know.
Yeah. What about Frozen?
I think that she listens to the Frozen soundtrack too. So that Let It Go song, I think she's.
Yeah, I like that song. I love that song, actually. I can really imagine what a little girl when she hears it. That's awesome, dude. 9 months old. God bless, dude.
last one for me, Jermaine. Just about, and I know you guys aren't tanking, but that's a thought from the fan base. You know that. How do you guys keep it together in that locker room? Change at quarterback. The season is a lost cause at this point at 2-8. What's the feel inside that locker room, and how do you keep it together to be competitive, try to go win a game here on Sunday?
Yeah, I think you got to be mature about it, you know, and be a pro. And everyone says, be a pro. But what is truly being a pro? And that is just going out there and doing your job to the highest ability, like I always say, and, you know, not letting off-the-field things or things people are saying affect your game. You know, I mean, we get paid to play this game at the highest level, and it's a production-based league. So if we don't go out there even over 2-8 and do our job, then, you know, they'll be looking to replace us next season. So it's our job to go out there, play this game that, like I said, we get paid a lot of money to do, but then we also love to play this game also. So, you know, for me personally, I'm going to keep going out there and doing my job, you know, showing who I am, not only to the fans, but this team and this organization, and just showing how valuable I can be. And I'm sure the guys in the locker room feel the same way. Just, you know, because you want to be a part of the people that turn this around and truly turn us back to this franchise that it used to be. So that's my goal and my expectation, to go out there and dominate every single play.
Hey, go have a little fun with that princess. All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks, Jermaine. We appreciate you checking in.
Sal, remember the days with the car seat? Like when you first tried to figure out the car seat, how to get it in and how to get it out. Oh, no.
Yeah, I remember the night at the hospital was rough. I didn't know what the hell was going on, you know, before the baby was born, trying to figure that damn car seat out. Even now, I don't like it. We take it to the firehouse or whatever.
Oh, yeah, she's still young enough. Yes, she's in it still.
Car seat, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I don't miss those little, I don't miss that those days, though. You can't sleep, and the baby fussing and crying in the bottle.
You know what? You know what I've learned, and maybe because I've been through it twice, but when you're in the moment, you're wishing for the moment to go by because you're exhausted and you just mentally tapped out. And then there's a point where you wish you could have it back, even if it's for a little bit. So it was tough. I mean, you're talking about 9 months old, 5 months. And really at that point, whether it's a little boy or a girl, I mean, it's not much for a dad. It's tough for the dad can't do what the mom's doing at that point in time. So we're kind of sitting there watching and, you know, doing the bottle as much as we can. But then we get thrown into it, and it's there's no rule book or roadmap. It ain't easy, man. I still miss it a little bit,
though. Do you think Jermaine has heard more crying from his baby or from Giant fans at MetLife this season?
You know what? I think there's been more apathy in MetLife.
Yeah, well.
So I would say probably more from his little girl.
All right, we'll come back. Reset, hit you with the crowd topic of the day. From chart-topping band the Avett Brothers comes Swept Away, breathtaking new Broadway musical with jaw-dropping thrills and unforgettable performances, this mighty tale of shipwreck, survival, and the power of brotherhood will leave your soul feeling brand new. Tickets at SweptAwayMusical.com.